Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. A political rumor has been put to bed. Speculation around Capitol Hill included an idea that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would resign her position and leave Congress after the infrastructure and reconciliation packages are completed. The rumor further featured President Biden then appointing Ms. Pelosi as the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See. Such is not the case. This week, the president announced that former Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly will represent the United States at the Vatican, thus quelling such speculation about Speaker Pelosi. Another state has completed redistricting. In addition to Oregon, Colorado, Indiana, and Nebraska, the state of Arkansas has also completed its process when Governor Asa Hutchinson signed the MAP legislation into law. The new plan largely allows all four Republican House members to maintain a safe seat, with the Little Rock district of Representative French Hill becoming stronger for him. There is a lot of action coming from Michigan, which could prove to be one of the more important redistricting states. Operating through a citizens' commission for the first time, the process will look to conclude on or around November 1st. The commissioners must decide, after a series of public hearings that will run through October 29th, how they are going to draw a 13-district congressional map. Michigan lost one seat in reapportionment. Their approach is to release four different maps and record public comment. The commissioners appear to be forging a radical redraw, which could pit several incumbent House members against each other while creating some new open seats. The first plan suggests that the Republicans will lose a net one seat, but some of the new districts could be competitive to the degree that the final outcome won't be known until Election Day 2022. House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth of Kentucky announced during the week that he will not seek a ninth term in Congress, choosing to begin his retirement years at the conclusion of the current congressional session, which ends at the beginning of 2023, well after the election cycle formally concludes. Mr. Yarmuth's retirement means that 16 current incumbents are not seeking re-election in 2022, 8 from the Democratic side, along with 8 Republicans. Added to the open seat picture are 7 seats that reapportionment necessitated changing states. Texas will host 2 new seats, while Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon each received 1 apiece. At this point, it appears the Republicans are in better position to gain a district from the new seat category. The first poll testing new Governor Kathy Hochul in a contested New York Democratic primary was released. Marist College finds that Governor Hochul, who succeeded resigned Governor Andrew Cuomo in August, topping Attorney General Letitia James and New York City Public Advocate Jermaine Williams by a 44-28-15% spread. This is a good showing for Ms. Hochul, but not outstanding. We could see a very competitive race here come next June. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.